keep them, but I would like to start this thing with singing the new song, new bhajan by Sanji. I hope you people don't mind listening one more bhajan this morning. And after this bhajan, I would like to share some of my feelings and my what I have felt after coming here. Maybe it will be helpful to some of the dear ones. This bhajan is on the same tune as Uth Jaag Musafir. And the chorus is, my eyes have seen millions of faces, but none of them dwell in my sight, in my vision. So I'll sing this. ਲੱਖਾਂ ਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਤਕੀਆਂ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਬਦੀ ਨਾ ਲੱਖਾਂ ਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਤਕੀਆਂ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਬਦੀ ਨਾ ਲੱਖਾਂ ਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਤਕੀਆਂ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਬਦੀ ਜੋ ਕਰਦਾ ਏ ਚੋਲੀ ਪਰਦਾ ਏ ਜੋ ਕਰਦਾ ਏ ਚੋਲੀ ਪਰਦਾ ਏ ਜੋ ਸ਼ਰਮਾਉਂਦਾ ਏ ਖਾਲੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਏ ਜੋ ਸ਼ਰਮਾਉਂਦਾ ਏ ਖਾਲੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਏ ਲੱਖਾਂ ਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਤਕੀਆਂ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਬਦੀ ਨਾ ਲੱਖਾਂ ਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਤਕੀਆਂ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਬਦੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਜਾਤ ਬੜੀ ਮਤਵਾਲੀ ਏ ਤੇਰੀ ਜਾਤ ਬੜੀ ਮਤਵਾਲੀ ਏ ਓ ਜੀਵਨ ਬਖਸ਼ਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਓ ਜੀਵਨ ਬਖਸ਼ਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਹੇ ਸਾਵਨ ਦੀਨ ਦਿਆਲ ਮੇਰੇ ਹੇ ਸਾਵਨ ਦੀਨ ਦਿਆਲ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਲਿਆ ਬੇੜੀ ਡੁੱਬਦੀ ਨਾ ਲੱਖਾਂ ਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਤਕੀਆਂ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਬਦੀ ਨਾ ਲੱਖਾਂ ਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਤਕੀਆਂ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਬਦੀ ਨਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਦਰਸ਼ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਰਿਆ ਏ ਤੇਰਾ ਦਰਸ਼ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਰਿਆ ਏ ਉਹ ਦੋਹਾਂ ਜਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤੋ ਤਰਿਆ ਏ ਦੋ ਦੋਹਾਂ ਜਹਾਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਤਰਿਆ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬਖਸ਼ੋ ਬਖਸ਼ਨਹਾਰ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬਖਸ਼ੋ ਬਖਸ਼ਨਹਾਰ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਸਾਡੀ ਗੱਲ ਇੱਥੇ ਕੋਈ ਮੁਕਦੀ ਨਾ ਸਾਡੀ ਗੱਲ ਇੱਥੇ ਕੋਈ ਮੁਕਦੀ ਨਾ ਲੱਖਾਂ ਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਤਕੀਆਂ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਬਦੀ ਨਾ ਲੱਖਾਂ ਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਤਕੀਆਂ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਔਗੁਣ ਹਾਰੇ ਹਾਂ ਬਖਸ਼ ਲਵੋ ਅਸੀਂ ਔਗੁਣ ਹਾਰੇ ਹਾਂ ਬਖਸ਼ ਲਵੋ ਆਏ ਦਰ ਤੇਰੇ शरदव आए दर तेरे ते दर्शदव सानू नूरी झलक दिखा दाता सानू नूरी झलक दिखा दाता सुती रूह जागी कई जुग दीना लखा शकला तकिया अकिया ने कोई नजर मेरी विच खूब दीना लखा शकला तकिया अकिया ने कोई नजर मेरी विच खूब दीना रूह दर दर फिर के थक गई है रूह दर दर फिर के थक गई है जन्म मरण दे गेड़ विच अक गई है जन्म मरण दे गेड़ विच अक गई है सच्चा सावन दर्श दिखा देवे सच्चा सावन दर्श दिखा देवे रूह जैब दी जिलन विच खूब दीना लखा शकला तकिया अकिया ने कोई नजर मेरी विच खूब दीना लखा शकला तकिया अकिया ने कोई नजर मेरी विच खूब दीना My eyes have seen millions of faces, but none of them dwell in my sight. He who does, he fills his bags. He who is embarrassed, he goes empty-handed. Your sight is very wonderful. It is the one who gives the life. O Savan, you are the benefactor to the poor ones. The boat does not drown if we repeat your name. Those who have had your darshan, they have got the liberation from both the worlds. O forgiver, Lord, forgive us because no one hears us, no one listens to us here. We are full of bad qualities. Forgive us. We have come to your door. Give us your darshan. O Lord, show us your radiant form. Our soul has been sleeping from ages and ages, and she does not wake up. The soul has got tired after going from door to door, and now she has tired in this cycle of births and deaths. If the true Savan gives us this darshan, the soul of a Jap will not get stuck into the swamp. My eyes have seen millions of faces, but none of them dwell in my sight. When I came here about 3 weeks ago, you know that this is my vacation. And I didn't know what to expect from here. But when I came here, I thought, well, this is going to be a very nice time, because this is the first time in the last 10 years that I am away from my master. I mean, physically, I am very far away from him. So I didn't know what to expect. I was thinking that, like other people complain or like other people feel, that when they go away from the master physically, for a few days they can remember him and then they forget, because over here the Maya is very strong. This is the usual thing which I hear from people, especially from those dear ones who have been very fortunate to go to India so many times. Whenever they come to India, most of them start with their interviews like that, like this. That last time when we came here, we had very nice time, and when we went back to States or Canada, to our home, for the first few days, or in some cases people say that for the first few weeks it was all good for them. They could sit for meditation, they could remember the master, and then they got involved in their homes, their work, and then they forgot the master. And just before coming on the trip, they started doing the meditation. So I was thinking that maybe I was going to be in the same kind of condition. But I was surprised that even though I was so much far away from him, and here, as it is very obvious that the Maya is very strong. You see television a lot. When you go out, you see everything. I mean, everything is too much here. But I was surprised that even though I tried to forget him, willingly I tried to forget him, but I could not do that. I would say that this is all his grace. And I came to a conclusion that the mind of the disciple, the mind of an initiate, can never be stronger than the flow of the grace of the master. If you keep your windows open, then you will find, you will realize that the grace is much more stronger than your mind. It's like if you have your cup, it doesn't matter if it is upside down, but if it is lying in such a place where the windows are open, the grace of the master is coming there. Sooner or later, that the direction of that cup will change and it will be filled with the master's grace. But if you have kept your cup upside down and also in such a place where the grace of the master cannot come, what can master do? But still, master showers all his grace. He breaks the windows, but that process can be a little difficult and painful. I would say that we are very fortunate that in this kind of world we have a master who loves us, who cares for us, who does not expect anything from us other than the things which are good for our own selves. Like if we meditate, if we do the simran, if we live up to the teachings, we are not doing any favor to the master. All those things are good for our own selves. And we are not alone in doing all these things. We are very fortunate that he is so gracious on us, and he has given us so many things. And if we didn't have him, I don't know what would be our condition. So I'm very fortunate, at least I'm very fortunate, that for the past 10 years he has kept me so close to him, and he has showered so many graces on me, so much grace on me. And before I came to the master, as maybe all of you know, that I was like a black sheep in the family, even though all the elder members of my family were initiated by Master Kripal Singh. And the brother who is elder to me was initiated when he was about 14 years old, and I'm only 2 years younger than him. But still I didn't get initiation from Master Kripal. Even though I saw him many times whenever he would come to our town, I would go there with the family, do some seva. But it never came into my mind that I should get initiation. I used to say, well, this is all bogus. But when the time came and when he pulled me to his feet, and after that he has kept me close to him. So it's very nice, it's very sweet. And in the beginning when I came to him, well, when he pulled me to him, he worked like a magic, a miracle on me. He changed me completely. And for the first few years, the yearning was very strong. I used to meditate quite a reasonable amount of time and things like that. But later on, when I grew older and when I started learning things of the world, I kind of learned something more about the world, and in a way I went a little bit away from the meditation and the real things of the path. But I have experienced that you cannot go very far from the master if you love him. It's like if you make a point that you have to go to the satsang, even if you don't like to do that, just go there. It's like going to the school. Many kids don't like to go to the school, but if they keep going to the school, someday the yearning to study will come, and if they keep going to the school, and when the yearning comes, and when they understand that what good it is going to do, then they get involved in that very devotedly, and then they succeed. So I'm very fortunate one that he has always made such an arrangement for me that I have to go to him physically anyway. I don't have any choice. So when you keep doing that, then definitely if you do something and if you let him do something, then you can succeed. Many dear ones complain that they don't like to go to the satsang because there is so much, in some places, like so much going on there, criticism and things like that. But why should people worry about that? They should understand that they are going to the school and they are going for their own good. Just go there and listen to the words of the master. And when you do that, I'm sure, as it worked in my case, it can work for anybody else. Just keep going to the satsang. Just keep listening to the master. Keep your windows open. Doesn't matter if your cup is upside down. Just keep your windows open. Because, as I said earlier, your mind can never be stronger than the grace of the master. But the problem is that we people have our minds very strong, and we also create such conditions for the master that it becomes difficult for the master. Nothing is difficult for the master. Nothing is impossible for him. But when he has to liberate us, he has said that he will liberate us, we will not have to come back here again. But if we help him, like if we create some such conditions where our windows are open, then even if we are not ready to change the direction of our cup, with his grace it will happen. But we have to do something. And well, what else can I say? Maybe next week, since we have the retreat here, I'll think about some stories of some dear ones, some new stories which you would have not heard. Next week maybe I'll get something together. I would like to sing one more bhajan. Okay. It's, oh friends, my Sadguru is beautiful. He is my Kripal. Oh friends, he is the benefactor to the poor ones. Satguru sona mera hai kirpal ni sayo, deen dayal ni sayo. Satguru sona mera hai kirpal ni sayo, deen dayal ni sayo. कई जन्मा तो बिछड़ी सी मैं लभदी प्रीतम प्यारा सतगुर पूरा मिल जाए मैनू हो जाए पारे उतारा कई जन्मा तो बिछड़ी सी मैं लभदी प्रीतम प्यारा सतगुर पूरा मिल जाए मैनू हो जाए पारे उतारा नी मिल गया माही मेरा निशहन शाही मेरा करे संभाल नी सहियो दीन दयाल नी सहियो सतगुर सोना मेरा है कृपाल नी सहियो दीन दयाल नी सहियो सतगुरु सोना मेरा है कृपाल नी सहियो दीन दयाल नी सहियो नी मैं दर दर फिर के डाडी पागल होई दिल दा जानी कोई न मिलया ना सुनी अरजोई सहियो नी मैं दर दर फिर के डाडी पागल होई दिल दा जानी कोई न मिलया ना सुनी अरजोई नी मिल गया प्यारा मेरा नी दिली सहारा मेरा शब्द भंडार नी सहियो
दीनदयाल निसइयो सतगुरु सोना मेरा है कृपाल निसइयो दीनदयाल निसइयो सतगुरु सोना मेरा है कृपाल निसइयो जल तारे अर तूने तप दे था था तीरथ नाया शिव दवालत मंदर पूजे किसे न दुख वंडाया जल तारे अर तूने तप दे था था तीरथ नाया शिव दवालत मंदर पूजे किसे न दुख वंडाया नी मेरा माही आया नी मैनू रसते पाया दवे दीदार नी सइयो दीन दयाल नी सइयो सतगुरु सोना मेरा है कृपाल नी सइयो दीन दयाल नी सइयो सतगुरु सोना मेरा है कृपाल नी सइयो दीन दयाल नी सइयो सोना दर्श दिखाओ सबनू सुन कृपाल प्यारे ऐ बाबरी अजैब दी जिंदड़ी लावो पार किनारे सोना दर्श दिखाओ सबनू सुन कृपाल प्यारे ऐ बाबरी अजैब दी जिंदड़ी लावो पार किनारे नी सच्चा संत आया नी मेरा कंत आया करे प्यार नी सइयो दीन दयाल नी सइयो सतगुरु सोना मेरा है कृपाल नी सइयो दीन दयाल नी सइयो सतगुरु सोना मेरा है कृपाल नी सइयो
Oh friends, my Sadhguru is beautiful, he is my Kripal, he is the benefactor to the poor ones, he is gracious on the poor ones. I was separated from him since many births and I was searching for my dearly beloved Lord. May I meet my perfect Sadguru, so that I may go across. Now I have found my beloved. He is my emperor. He protects me. Oh friends, I had become crazy after wandering from door after door. I did not find anyone who would listen to me, and no one heard my plea. Now I have found my beloved. He is the true support to my heart. He is the storehouse of the Shabad. I did the water practices. I bathed in many places of pilgrimages and I performed the austerities. I worshipped in different temples, but no one shared the pains with me. Now my beloved has come and he has put me on the right path and he gives me his darshan. Oh, beloved Kripal, give your beautiful darshan to all. The life of Ajab is full of bad qualities. Take him across. The true saint has come. My husband has come. He loves me, oh my friends. He is the gracious on the poor ones.